WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively no longer in Baltimore County or Baltimore City. We just crossed the border. From where I live, it was 19 minutes through some back roads, beautiful back roads in Baltimore County, up to Falston. I remember we didn't have restaurants. You're a chain restaurants. Now it's like, it's an eater's delight. Right behind the Waffle House and the Dunkin' Donuts, you will find the local elevated comfort food. I was made comfortable with the chicken sando at lunch. We're going to be having the crab cake here. It is a Maryland crab cake tour. All of it presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. 50th anniversary. I think we're in focus in this segment, actually. $10,000 up for grabs. Some people at the bar were saying, can you really win 10 grand? I'm like, these ain't fake lottery tickets we're giving out here. It's the real thing. It's the 50th anniversary. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And Winder Nation, 866-90-NATION. If you are hearing this, there's a couple days left still in the month of May. Until the end of the month, it's still 0% financing. You buy two, you get two free. 866-90-NATION. Lou Petrucci has been waiting patiently behind, like, my legendary running in my tighty whities through Baltimore story with Jay Ellenby. And then, of course, Fancy Clancy Hassett, who came up here. Clancy, I need another card. I need the 50-year card. I got the 45-year card here and drinking beer. Man, I walk in here and it says the local, and I don't know why I should be shocked that you would have Independent, Inverness. Like, I looked up here.
Falling Branch.
Well, Beth from Inverness was hitting me
Independent
was hitting me on Facebook. She may have come over. She had kid stuff. Angel's over here. She's going to have me doing the Barry. I'm going to have her pronounce it. I'm going to be
bar.
Doing Ballard, Bar. My kid's name's Barry, so I don't know how to pronounce it with the E, and I'm from Dundalk. You're from Scranton, and you have a local place here, but you've been here a long, long time.
Yeah.
This neighborhood's changed. I think people would just be shocked that you haven't been up here at what it was versus what it is at this point, right?
Right. Well, I've lived in Falston for 32 years, so it's changed a lot since.
What did you find when you got here?
Oh, a lot of farmland. Mostly no traffic.
Well, I'm looking at these townhouses out in the front of you, and I don't know. Did the tornado not hit within 100 yards of here?
Yeah,
am I nuts?
It came right up that back street right there.
When I think of this part above the Volkswagen dealership,
right.
And I did an event there with Owen Daniels when my wife was battling cancer for There Goes My Hero, which is also a Bel Air, Eric, and the whole foundation's based in Abingdon, Maryland. But the tornado, everything about it, I remember seeing it on the news that night. How long ago has that been?
Oh, geez, it must be 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, like, I was thinking to myself when this property popped up, because the Waffle House is clearly new, because you had to go to Atlanta to get to a Waffle House. Now you can go to Falston and the Dunkin', and like, but I thought maybe this was part of that destruction.
No, this was an empty lot at one time, and then it just hit back here at some of these auto repair places and body shops.
But when you say back here, you literally
literally behind our building.
That's why I thought this may have been cleared in some way in that thing when I came up here, because I've been hearing about you. I ran into Zach somewhere. I literally had his card in my pocket when I came up, and I guess I met him at a tasting event or at a Best of Baltimore event, and then
probably.
I did the show at Pappas. They've been a longtime sponsor of mine. They moved to Harford County. I did the show, and Natalie came by, and she's like, hey, have you done the show at the local yet? Bobby and Angel, this is their place, and they love it, and they have the best food, and they won an award. And you know, I've been sponsored by Restaurant Association of Maryland the last 2 years on the Crab Cake Tour in the summer, and you guys won Chef of the Year, and I'm like,
yeah, Zach won Chef of the Year.
It is high time that I get here and figure this. How long have you been here?
We've been here a year and 9 months.
Okay, so I'm a little late to the party, but everybody I know that's up here said it's hard to get a table up here in a weekend.
Yeah, weekends we're pretty tight. We make do, but we're pretty tight on Friday and Saturday night.
We got a beautiful bar. I mean, the first thing I said to my wife, I walked in, I said, it's a really cute space. And I use that word very often, but I think it reminds me of I'm from the city, right? It reminds me of the Michis or like a downtown local bricks been in Highland Town 100
really,
years. It
we really
feels
have
that way,
three sections to the restaurant. We have a patio, which is enclosed if we need it to be or open if we want it to be. And it's heated, and we heated in the winter, and we also have a dining room, which is white tablecloth, you know, fine dining
back
service.
There yet.
Yeah, you didn't even go back and check. And then there's the lounge and the bar.
So that's not cute back there. That's elegant.
This is cute. That's right. And this is more, you know, a bar atmosphere.
Well, I mean, they see the sign here. There's no doubt what it is, but it is the lead, right? I mean, you're trying to do a local concept, right?
Oh, it's local. We buy local. All the food comes from local, from within 100 miles, and we support local farms. We support local breweries. We support
all
everything.
All the names up here.
We support everything local.
Conceptually, and where you were in your life, and where this plot of land, how does something like this happen? Because it feels very scratch. Does not feel like a chain.
Well, Zach had this concept in mind for a long time, and he was looking at putting it in different places, including taking it to Delaware, where he's originally from, Wilmington.
Okay.
But he's lived down here now for 9 or 10 years, and really wanted to do something here. And this property came up as an option, and just seemed perfect. And as the property developed, you know, first it was just a lounge and a patio. And then the space next door opened up, and we opened that a little over a year and a half ago. And so
it really began as like sort of a bar and grill.
It began as like a smaller space than it is, with the intention of having that eventually, and then we did get it. It was just not, it took a little longer to get the current tenant.
Well, Zach's back. He's so busy, he's in the kitchen cooking. We're going to try to get him out of here and deliver a crab cake, but the place is getting a little bit active here, which I was a little afraid of at 4 or 5 o'clock, because I know you're a busy place. On reputation and on owning and being a part of something new, I think, especially when you come to a place like Bel Air, and I hear this from other Bel Air vendors. I mean, Tim up at Pappas said this. Everybody will come out and try it once. They'll wait in line. There's always a line for new places. My friends owned opened Lib's Grill recently as well.
Sure.
There's always that. But, boy, that first experience, it's so important, right?
Yeah.
And the first time you come in, is going to sell the second, third, fourth. For going to create a customer for life in a neighborhood like this.
Yeah,
right?
We believe that you have to deliver on every experience. You could have a regular guest that's coming in here 5 or 6 times. You still got to deliver on the 7th time.
Sure.
And that's our goal, is to deliver every time a consistent quality offering. So that's what we do.
Well, I mean, I came in, and I didn't even look at the menu, because I Googled you. I looked at the menu online. My wife and I are doing a hot yoga class, even though I'm sore as hell right now. So I'm going to take something light home. So I looked at the menu. Everybody's like, you got to get the cheesesteak egg rolls. And I'm like, that's a little heavy before yoga for me.
Yeah.
I was looking at the salad. I'm like, I'm not coming up. I mean, I wanted a salad, but I'm like, I'm not going to get a salad. And then I pull up Royal Farms. Has been my chicken sponsor for a billion years. And I said, am I really going to like pull across street from Royal Farms and order a chicken sandwich? And yes, I did. I got the buttermilk chicken sando, because it's award winning. And I said to I'm going to get what I should get when I come in here, and I'm already getting the crab cake, because it's crab cake tour, right? This thing was delicious. I still got the slaw going on in here. But
that's great.
So I just want to say this to you. I don't know much about you, this, Zach, other than the awards and what I did, but like, it was exactly what I expected. This really great homemade brined something from the Food Network. Mm-hmm. Something that Guy Fieri would come in here and say, this has some complexity about it.
Right.
It's not just that. It's this. It's something special.
Right. And you loved it, right?
I loved it. The problem was I needed Asia here to help me eat it, because it was like this big, and it was a big brioche. And I took a picture of it. It's actually branded. That you brand your buns with the local logo on it. And there's just something about it. I saw a guy, and this was clearly a blue-collar worker, who was on his lunch hour, okay? And he sits down in the corner. I thought he was alone. I ordered my sandwich. And his girl came and sat down next to him at about 1:30 before I'm doing a show. And I thought to myself, they're meeting for lunch here. And I had already texted my wife and said to her, I had the food yet. I texted my wife. I'm like, you'll like this place, right? Like, it's a great lunch date place. Lunch, as I saw it in here, it's become a neighborhood, sort of an institution inside of 2 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody
absolutely.
I know from Falston jumped on my page. Literally, I can read it to you. Great place. My favorite place. Food's great. You're going to love it. That's what people told me before I walked in. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. And we do have a good reputation, but every day we work hard to keep and maintain that reputation.
I can read right from my line.
Go ahead,
I'm just making this ish up. Now he's going to look over my shoulder for the bad review.
Who they are.
Hold on. on here, Christina Calabrese, I went to high school with. She said, it's fabulous. Carla was the nurse for my wife at her bed.
Oh, really?
Both times she had leukemia. Nice. Carla's a special person. Order the cheesesteak egg roll appetizer. Unbelievably delicious and melts in your mouth. Stephanie Narkowitz, also went to high school with. This is one of my favorite restaurants. Cindy says, awesome. Don't want to forget Cindy. 18, Jack Gilda loves it. Most of my people, Dundalk people, we'll get to your Scranton background. My dad was from Scranton. But I grew up in Dundalk. I think 60 to 75% of my high school graduating class, class 85 Dundalk High, I'm 55, they live in Harford County.
Yeah.
So, like, for me to say I'm in Falston and to have half of my high school come out and say this is the place they come, that's what you want to hear 9 months into this thing. And
exactly.
I mean, it's one thing, right? I mean,
exactly,
you put a
it.
Menu together here that I really wanted the tuna. Like, I was looking at the tuna.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
The tataki, that was going to be me. And the stroganoff is whatever.
That's one of our signature dishes. It's very popular. It's just top-notch. People love it.
I can't eat that right now. I can't eat all this. Tell me about the crab cake, because when I got talked into coming here, it was about the crab cake and the crab cake concept, what you guys are doing. You do a crab cake sandwich here, right?
Oh, we do a crab cake sandwich as well as a crab cake platter. And it's just, you know, we have a recipe that Zach's developed that's very marrow.
We're at the local, and we are with Lou Petrucci. We are, you know, for you with this plot of land on the backside of the Waffle House and the Dunkin' and finding this and having space, can it get bigger?
No,
this is it?
This is it. This is it.
Will there be a second? Well, the first thing I come in here and I see something like this, I'm thinking, you know, downtown's going to want one of these. Well, you know, Towson might want one of these.
Never,
right?
Never say never, right? Never say never.
But you don't build it for thinking that way, right?
No, you build for just this location.
Putting the menu together.
But that doesn't mean there won't be another and another after that. So
I want to talk more.
At some point, it's inevitable.
If I come in here fall, is it going to be different if I come in here?
Yes, the menu will be different. Menu changes 3 or 4 times, 5 times a year.
Seasonal?
Seasonal depends on what's available, what produce is available, what's available from local farmers. And we developed the menu based off around that.
I don't think about it much, but I think I like fall food the best. Like,
yeah.
You know, you know, the comfort. Like,
yeah, like it's a harvest time, and it's like... Yeah.
Like an elevated meatloaf on the first cold day.
We had meatloaf on the menu for the last 4 months, but we took it off recently. It's a heavy dish for summertime.
It's 80 degrees now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I like those kinds of... If I came here on a cold winter's night... To watch Oriole playoff baseball.
There you go.
I mean, that'd be a cold fall night, I guess.
There you go.
The sports bar aspect of what everybody does. There are definitely places that don't put sports on. Certainly MMA and different things like that. This feels like a place that if the Orioles pick up some steam, this would be a place to come on a Wednesday night, sit, have a beer, sit and have a burger, a chicken sandwich, beef stroganoff, the cheesesteak egg rolls that I'm going to get the next time I come
exactly.
For sure. That's next in line for me, the cheesesteak egg rolls, I think.
Yeah.
Everybody's been raving about that.
Yeah, we'll think.
Is that the best?
Yeah, no, they're, I
what's
mean, they're
your favorite
great.
Thing?
They're great. My favorite, I have a lot of favorite things. Even the beef carpaccio, the burrata are delicious. Our pork belly is phenomenal. But I have a lot of different things that I like.
See, I got into this because you have oysters. I'm doing an oyster tour. It's my 25th anniversary, August. I'm doing 25 oysters in 25 days in September. I did 30 crab cakes in 30 days 2 years ago. I did 31 last year for my 31st overall anniversary. So this oyster thing is interesting to me because I almost never order oysters, right? Because I come into a place like this and... You're the greatest. This is a smaller Cheesecake Factory menu, but there's one of everything on here. There's a lot of, I can have beef, I can have duck, I can have salmon, I can have cauliflower, I can have tacos, I can have burger, I can have any of this stuff. And all of this sits in front of, like, me thinking of getting oysters somehow, right? Like, I've mentioned egg rolls. I would get the pork belly for sure. I've already thought in my mind I'm getting a seasonal berry salad. I looked at the soups. So... I would have to get in here 6 or 8 times before I think about it. I really have to be in the mood for char-grilled oysters. And I think I've really cheated myself. And I go to the same restaurants, get the same thing. No offense to your chicken sandwich. It was phenomenal. But I feel like this is a place where I don't want to have, like, one menu item. You know what I mean? I want to come in and try a different thing the next time.
Right.
Oysters are overlooked. They're the thing that makes the crabs in the bag, right?
Yeah.
And I love char grilled oysters.
Our char grilled oysters are one of the most popular items, and they're incredible. And people love them.
All right, so look, I'm doing 25 oysters in 25 days, and I'm going to go one different place every day. I'm going to do it a different way. Charles grilled oysters. Oh, is this an updated menu?
That's the dinner menu. You had the lunch.
I had the lunch menu.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about the beef Wellington.
So that's what I wanted to talk about, is the beef Wellington.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the beef Wellington's our signature dish. It's beef Wellington for two, and it's an 18-ounce Creekstone Farm Black Angus tenderloin, mushroom duxelle, bordelaise served with whipped yukon potato and steakhouse cream corn. The cream corn we make from scratch every day. We have a couple cases of corn that every day we cook and cut off. For the cream corn.
I love corn. I'm like so that little kid in the video, the
canned,
corn.
It's not a can of corn. So it's cream. It's homemade cream corn.
But this
it's
is
fantastic.
For two.
And that's
this
for
is
two.
A big
and it's, served, it's served tableside. We bring it out on a cart and serve it tableside. And it's just fantastic.
I have never in my life ordered beef Wellington. It feels indulgent to me. You know what I mean? It feels it's like an anniversary dish, right?
It's very good. And people come here to celebrate, and that's what they get. And we also have
my wife's birthday is next Wednesday. Our 20th anniversary is 9 weeks from now.
That's fantastic. So now we know where you're coming.
I have to have a spell. Well, I mean, beef Wellington would get me out, you know,
then,
for sure.
We also have a 3-pound tomahawk. That we serve, yeah.
Big as me?
Big as you. Bigger than your head. and we serve that tableside as well.
See, I was ordering off the lunch menu. You got chicken fried deviled eggs. See, I wouldn't order that. I mean, there's too many things in my palate ahead of that, you know? It's like, I love carpaccio, but I never order it because I'm too busy working the Thai muscles or working the egg rolls or, and I don't know, for being skinny, I eat a lot. I really do. You know, people say, where do you put it all? I guess everything's in moderation, but I mean, your dinner menu has, you have 48-hour short rib, you got pork chop scallops, shrimp and grits, one of my favorite things in the world. I always think of that as a breakfast thing, though, shrimp and grits, like a brunch thing.
I think it has a wide range of, you could have it at brunch, you could have it for dinner.
I'll eat grits anytime.
Yeah,
my mother's Southern.
They're good.
Now, you're originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, I am. Moved down here 35 years ago.
What do people, other than the television show, need to know about Scranton? I'll say about Scranton. My dad's from Scranton. One of my favorite people in life, a guy named Tom Ebright, was he owned the Baltimore Skipjacks. He was from Scranton. So I think of people like that I've met in life's. Joe Biden's from Scranton, right?
Is
Wilkes-Barre?
Is he really?
I believe he is.
No, I'm just kidding.
I think he is, yes. So, like, what is it about Scranton that people should know?
I mean, first of all, The Office is a fictional show, so that's not part of Scranton.
You're not going there looking for it.
So they do have things and attractions they're creating and things they do there that they're trying to capitalize on.
Well, my kid went up to the whole mountain, and
yeah,
I did Montage Mountain. I mean, there's a resort community there.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up a mile from Montage Mountain. And so Scranton is just, growing up, it was a hometown. It was very tight. Everyone knew each other. And it was very vibrant. You know, things changed in cities all over the country, really. But Scranton's changed a lot. But it's a nice place to be from.
I haven't been to Scranton since Rush opened a tour about 20 years ago on Montage Mountain. They do that Peach Festival up there every year.
They do?
They do a Peach Festival, Montage Mountain.
I wasn't aware of that.
Black Crowes played that a couple times. Well, I mean, the thing that would get me to Scranton would be like a concert, right? I mean, for me, the thing that would get me, well, the races would always bring people in, right?
Yeah, I go for the pizza.
I was going to say, Scranton has famous pizza, right?
Yeah, the Old Forge pizza is phenomenal. It's just
Old Forge pizza.
Yeah, it's just a little borough, and it's just really good pizza. It's made a little different. It's square.
Listen, your food's good enough up here at the local. If you're giving me a pizza recommendation in Scranton, I'm going to take it.
Yeah,
right?
It's good.
Guy named Petrucci gives me pizza recommendation. I take it. Lou Petrucci's here. We're at the local. We're going to come back. I'm going to eat the crab cake. Angel's going to be here as well. We're going to. Is it bar? How do you say it? Bar? See, I don't know how to say it. I'm going to learn. Bar. Just bar. Like this is a bar. Right, okay. You sure that's not a Dundalk way of saying it? I'm not sure. It has another R and E in it, like barry. Is the R and E silent? Bar. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go above the bar, off the top rope. We're coming back from the local. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. My thanks to Lou for stopping by.
Thank you.
Hanging out, talking Scranton, talking cheesesteak egg rolls, as well as the Maryland Crab Cake Tour moving on. Maryland Lottery. I got these to give away. Their 50th anniversary. Did anybody win? I didn't hear anybody scream, I won. I hope somebody wins. I smell. Is that char-grilled oyster? Somebody, I smell.
It's a smoked old fashioned. Smoked old fashioned.
I've never had one of those. I went into that 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure I'd like it.
It's very good.
I got crab cakes? Look at this. Hold on. When the show continues, I'm going to be eating this. It's all brought to you by Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. We're at the local. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. Stay with us. Back for more in Falston right after this.